Start tracking these not-so-obvious metrics today to grow your podcast audience faster.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tyga O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the three critical metrics that drive faster podcast growth.
How not tracking one of these metrics kept a client stuck at 600 monthly downloads after 2 years of podcasting.
And finally, why just posting and promoting more won't help you grow if you don't actually know what's working.
Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Here's what Owen tells you about podcast growth. The majority of entrepreneurs and experts with podcasts are actually wasting money and time on their marketing because it doesn't move the needle because they're not tracking what actually drives downloads and growth.
And after interviewing and coaching 400 plus podcasters, it's clear that when you don't know what the right metrics are to track, you end up wasting years repeating bad habits that keep you stuck with slow growth, no leads, and a podcast that, although again, has super valuable content, isn't actually growing at the rate you'd like.
And everyone likes to look at downloads, right? And there's a couple of other obvious metrics like that. But in this episode, we're going to share three metrics that are really not obvious and kind of just behind the scenes, not ones that you hear people talk about, not the first ones you would think to look at on your hosting platform, but very accessible. And when you do look at them, everything about your podcast marketing strategy will become a lot clearer.
Now, a lot of you out there might be thinking, guys, this sounds great, but I hate numbers. I don't even look at my analytics because I'm either, one, a bit embarrassed to look, and this kind of, you know, gets me a bit anxious or gets the self-doubts kicking in when the show isn't growing. However, I think it's important to really understand, hey, how do we make better data-driven decisions in order to grow our show? And data-driven decisions and just using data to make progress is a huge thing. An example of this, and this isn't just in podcasting, this can be with anything in life. You know, I recently went on a weight loss journey, as did Tyga as well. But for myself, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to keep the plan simple, which is I'm just going to eat healthy and move more. 2 months later on this journey, I was basically at the same spot. My weight stayed the exact same. I was like 96 kg, which was frustrating because I was doing all the right things, or at least I thought I was doing all the right things in order to lose weight. So I decided to start working with my brother, and he's a PT. And that's when everything changed. Turns out I was trying to lose weight essentially on hope and good vibes, hoping that I could just go to the gym like normal, keep my normal training, and I would just again lose this weight. However, because I wasn't tracking my data, I didn't have a feedback loop to tell me, to give me clarity on what I was eating, what I shouldn't be eating, you know, how many steps I was taking each day and how many calories I was burning. So again, without all of this essential data, I was in a loop repeating bad habits. But once I had clarity tracking my data, I quickly hit my goal because I knew the exact foods to remove. I knew how much calories I was taking in and I knew the exact number of calories I was burning, which, by the way, that is how you would lose weight, is just go on a calorie deficit, eat less, move more. But you need to look at the actual hard numbers. The same way, in order to grow a podcast, if you then look at the data, you just end up posting more valuable content, but still not getting the results that you want.
That is a very good analogy.
So what are some of these metrics that people overlook that you can't afford to ignore? So Ty, what are these three metrics that most podcasters totally overlook that ends up screwing up their results when it comes to growing and monetizing their show?
So the first metric is where you land in the search results on Apple or Spotify. So for example, you could be number three on the first page of search results, or you could be number one on page 10 of search results. And that would be exactly where you rank on Apple and Spotify. And you might be thinking, search results for what? The charts? The news? Search results for when someone types in the name of your topic.
The name of your topic?
So that could be, for example, relationships. Or it could be baseball coaching. Just thinking of some past clients we've had. Very niche, right? It can be very niche or it can be very broad. It could be sales. It could be fatherhood, right? Whatever your topic is and whatever your show is quintessentially about, like in as few words as possible.
Big words here from Tyga O'Shea. Quintessential.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. That is what the majority of potential listeners are going to be searching on Apple and Spotify on a daily, weekly basis to find shows of your genre. And of course, if you're not ranking, i.e. if you're not on page one or anywhere near page one, your show is practically invisible for the people who are looking for it. One of our clients, Whitney, was on the verge of quitting her podcast after 2 years, and she had amazing interviews and was really passionate about what she did, but she was struggling to hit 500 monthly downloads. And it just started to feel like a big waste of time, right? There was so much admin that went into the show and the interviews and all the great content for basically no ROI at the time. And after we looked at this metric, we realized that she was in fact invisible because she had all this great content, but no one could find it. And so fast forward to after we kind of went through our process, and we're not going to go over the process in like meticulous detail today. We just want to alert you to what the metric is. But after going through some processes to improve her rank and improve her podcast SEO, Whitney managed to land on page one for whenever someone typed in codependency. You might be thinking, how many people are typing in codependency on Apple? A lot, because she got 7,000 downloads a month less than 6 months later.
Damn. That really is the power of podcast SEO. And I think a big mindset shift is knowing, hey, you can actually, one, you should be tracking this, because it literally, for most people, 99% of people, they just don't know about podcast SEO. They don't know how to use it, don't ask how to apply it. And they definitely for sure don't even know to think to check where they rank on Apple and Spotify. So if you are struggling, just look. It possibly could be the fact that maybe you're not even ranking for any of the right search terms. Maybe your podcast is about real estate and you type in real estate podcast and you're literally not even ranking for real estate podcast, which is a massive issue if you're trying to grow a podcast organically. How can you grow a podcast organically when the way people are trying to find shows, you're not showing up on results? So this is a massive, massive, massive metric you should be tracking if you want faster growth for your podcast.
Absolutely. One of the most important and yet one of the most overlooked. People don't think of this as a metric because it's not something on your hosting platform, but it is definitely a metric because, again, it's a number and you can find that by typing in, seeing where you land on Apple and Spotify. So the second metric is tracking your best performing episodes over the last 90 days. Now, what do we mean by best performing, Anthony?
Now, when we say the best performing, this really is looking at your back catalog of episodes you've covered, topics you've covered on your show, and looking at over the last 60 to 90 days. I guess the question is, Tyke, you know, why even bother in the first place? Well, think about it this way, right? Just because you think an episode topic is super valuable, it doesn't mean it's what your audience actually wants. You know, if you've not been reviewing your best top performing episodes every 60 to 90 days, you're essentially just guessing, wasting time on topics that won't gain traction. It's literal guesswork. And I'm sure you've experienced it before where you've had an interview with a guest that you thought was incredible, amazing. Maybe they had hundreds of thousands of followers on social media, or maybe they were just a known figure in your space. You have this incredible interview, you think it's going to perform exceptionally well, and for whatever reason, it just falls flat. It either just flatlines, performs basically average, or does slightly better, but not significantly better. And you've probably also had those experiences with topics that you thought were kind of maybe a bit boring. Maybe you didn't think they were going to perform. And then out of nowhere, it just blows up and just does exceptionally well. Well, if you're a podcaster who's not looking at this data consistently, you end up spending years on random topics without looking at the trends of what topics are driving the most growth for my audience. What topics do I cover that my audience seem to love? And then simply just doubling down on those topics. And that's really why you should be doing this. Like, you don't want to just guess, you want to become a lot more methodical. If someone has heard that and they're thinking, that sounds great, I know I should be doing it, but truth be told, I don't really know how to do it. What are the steps they can take?
So every month, or really as little as every 60 to 90 days, if you can on your hosting platform, look at your episodes so you can see all of your episodes and all of their downloads and make it all time. And in the most recent 3 months, so like out of your last, say, 12 episodes to 20 episodes, which ones had the highest downloads? And then from there, start to spot some trends and correlations into which topics got the most engagement. And there might be some outliers. For example, if you did have a guest that brought a lot of people to listen to that episode. But if you do this, and again, if you do this consistently every single month, each time for the past 3 months, it's kind of like a trailing set of data, you should be able to see, okay, well, when I cover this topic, people seem to like it more. Or even when I write titles a certain way, people seem to like it more. And then you double down and then you try more of it and you get closer and closer to the truth of what your audience love. And when you do that, you know, you're creating content that people are coming back for more. people are sharing with their friends, people want to take the next step with you because you have really found podcast market fit.
And I think something that's really important to note here is, you know, we speak to so many podcasters every single month who are exploring working with us one-on-one type in our program, the Get More Listeners Academy, which is a one-on-one personalized growth and monetization program for entrepreneurs and experts. And something that comes up often is the fact that a lot of people don't really feel like they have an engaged audience. Now, the reason why most people don't really have an engaged audience is because to have an engaged audience, you really need to have built a relationship with your audience. Meaning, like, if I'm just constantly texting, if you're like a single guy in high school just texting girls and you're just spamming them, but no one ever replied, or someone you fancied, for example, and they never engaged back with you, is that really a relationship? No, you're just putting stuff out there, hoping for the best, but that's not really a relationship. The same way with your audience, right? If you're thinking, okay, I want to build a relationship with my audience to the point where they want to engage in my community, you know, reply to an email, buy my stuff, then it means you have to build a relationship by actually giving your audience more of what they want. And it's less about you and what you want. It's like, okay, look at the data. Here's exactly what my audience likes me talking about. Let me just give them more of that with more variation. That's how it gets done. So far, we've covered metric number one, your rankings on Apple and Spotify. Where are you ranking? Number two, looking at your best performing episodes over the last 60 to 90 days and doing that on a regular basis. What is the third and final metric that most people overlook but plays a massive role when it comes to just growing a podcast consistently?
Metric number three is your retention time, or sometimes called your consumption rate. And if you've heard us talk about this, that means you've been listening for a while. So big up, we appreciate you. If you haven't, then retention time, in short, is essentially how much of a single episode someone listened to before they stopped listening. So if you have a 10-minute episode and one person listened, but they stopped after the 5-minute mark, then your retention time would show as 50%. If two people listened, one stopped after a minute and the other finished and listened to the whole 10 minutes, your retention time would also be 50% because it would average out to 50. 10 people listened and they all dropped off in the 8-minute mark, then your retention time would be 80%, which, by the way, would be quite good. 80% and above is the gold standard we aim for to get clients to a point of, because they're always going to get people coming and going. You'll always get people drop off here and there, especially as people listen to podcasts while they're doing another activity. But if it's 80% above, it's really at the standard where you can be assured that you are retaining your listeners' attention on average most of the time, as much as you can. And that also tells Apple and Spotify that you're doing so and that the show is good, and it makes them want to show it to more people. And of course, like I said, this is for a single episode, but you would look at this collectively. Like, for example, you might have one episode that got 80% retention time. Great. That was a banger. Well done. But you might have another episode that only got 20%. And then you have to look at, was the guest a bit boring? Was my mic funny? Did I just ramble on in that episode? So this is a thing you can look at individually and as a collective.
So if you're wondering, where can you find the retention time for your podcast? You can just go to Apple Podcast Connect, connect your podcast, and it'll be in the analytics tabs. And really, you can look at that data and, like Tyke said, work out the average every single month. Like, are people consuming my stuff? Because if they're not, they're not going to, one, build that like, know, and trust. Two, how will they engage with you and build that relationship? And if they don't engage with you, build that relationship, then they're never going to buy your stuff. So there's all links to actually growing and monetizing your show. You know, these metrics we speak about, it's all good saying this, Tiger, right? It's all good. Yeah, I should track my rank as Apple on Spotify. I should look at my best performing episode. I should look at my retention time and fix it based on that. But the work still has to be done of actually going out there and applying these things. Like, yep. I think something that we definitely know concretely, Tiger, is the majority of podcasters who are struggling to grow and are stuck with a show that doesn't seem to budge, maybe it's plateaued, it's not because the content is bad. That's like rarely ever the case. It's always to do with the decisions behind the content that they're producing. And oftentimes the decisions are just based off of feelings and guessworks rather than a much more methodical, planned out, strategic approach of viewing their podcast as a system that they control how it grows. It's like this thing is just going to grow, when it's like, no. What actions do I have to take in order to make my podcast grow?
Absolutely. There are a lot more levers you can pull and a lot more things that you can shine a light on and really see very clearly than what most people realize. And in fairness, podcasting platforms haven't made this the easiest. Again, some of these metrics are not very obvious. And that's why we wanted to share them with you today, because it is in your control and you can go out and make these changes and see real growth from it.
So it really can be as simple as measuring what's working, track what's not, and then adjust your attention and actions based on that. This way, for you, you can stop wasting time, start building something that builds real traction, and see your podcast finally working. So look, if you have been podcasting for years, but you still feel stuck with slow growth, no leads, and a show that isn't performing as well as you know it could be, know that you're not alone. You know, the hard truth is most podcasters never get discovered. And one of the major things that screws them up is what we mentioned right at the very start, not tracking where they're ranking on Apple and Spotify. Now, you might have the best content on earth, and I believe you probably have the best content on earth, but if your show isn't optimized for podcast SEO, you're basically invisible. You're doing all of this hard work, but new people can't find you. How are you meant to grow the show? And after auditing hundreds of shows, we've found that 9 times out of 10, podcast SEO is a missing link that keeps so many podcasts invisible and stuck with slow growth. And that's why we're actually offering you an opportunity to have our team audit your current ranking on Apple and Spotify. We'll essentially give you a totally free podcast SEO audit so you can pinpoint the exact blind spot that's been blocking your growth on Apple and Spotify. And we'll also give you very simple tweaks and changes you can make today to boost your visibility. You want to find out, hey, what keywords am I currently ranking for? What keywords should I be ranking for? And how the hell can I grow to my podcast faster with podcast SEO? We'll do a free personalized podcast SEO audit for your show. All you have to do is go down and click the first link you see in the show notes, enter your details of your show, and our team will get started working on your podcast SEO audit and get your report to you as fast as we can. So that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.